You're listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. Flooding has devastated large portions of Nebraska and parts of western and northwest Iowa for the past couple of weeks. Many home and business owners first turned to their insurance policies for help in rebuilding. However, they can also go to the Small Business Administration for low-interest loans on their home or office. Cynthia Cowell is a public information officer for the SBA's Office of Disaster Assistance. Cowell says the SBA provides more than just business loans.
SBA offers low-interest government loans to businesses of all sizes, including private nonprofit organizations, and to homeowners and renters. For businesses, we can lend up to $2 million, both for physical damage to a business and its inventory and its fixtures. But also we have what's called economic injury disaster loans. And these are loans that are designed to help with working capital for a business that may or may not have had any physical damage, but their business is off because of the disaster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that would be important.
Yes, ma'am. And then for homeowners and renters, we can lend up to $40,000 to replace personal property, and that includes cars. It would be anything you take with you when you move away. And then for homeowners as well, we can lend up to $200,000 to repair or replace a damaged dwelling, your primary residence.
And this is a three-step process from what I've read.
Yes, it is.
What's the first step?
The first step is to apply. And you can do that online at www.sba.gov/ELA. Or you can call our 800 number, and that would be our customer service line at 800-659-2955. And then we will look at your credit history. You do need to have acceptable credit. And we also look at your ability to repay. We are responsible to the taxpayer, so we do need to make sure that everybody that gets a loan can pay a loan back. And then once it's approved, we get in touch with you. You can receive up to $25,000 without collateral. If you need more, then we would use your residence or any other real estate that you have available as collateral. We sit down with you and sign your documents, or we can just mail them to you. They're fairly easy to read and understand. And then we disperse your money, usually in portions. You can have a $25,000 draw initially before you do your collateral. And then once your collateral is in place, we can disperse more amounts as they become needed. We do ask that you save your receipts and turn them in when you need another disbursement, and we will verify that you've spent the money as you're supposed to, and then we disperse more money.
Do people generally know about this service? Is it something maybe they first go to their insurance and see what they can get, and then they maybe realize they need more money and the SBA mm-hmm. might come in at that point?
Well, and it's very important that people who have insurance file a claim, both for homeowners and for flood. If you are underinsured or you have a big deductible, we can help with that with a smaller loan for you. But yes, absolutely, by all means, they should go to their insurance companies. And they should also register with FEMA. It's a good place to start. And then for homeowners and renters, if FEMA refers you to SBA, it's important that you complete your application. You're not obligated to take a loan, but it's a good idea to. If you are declined by SBA, then we can refer you back to FEMA for grant consideration.
So there are definite sort of pathways through this.
Yes.
People might not understand.
It's all a process, unfortunately. There are steps on the process, but it's a good idea to take those steps.
You've been doing this, you say, since Hurricane Katrina.
Yes.
You must have seen a lot since then.
I have. I've actually been in Iowa 4 times for different disasters.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Which ones?
The Parkersburg tornado was one of them. And then I was in Sheldon for some flooding several years ago. And then I was in the Des Moines area for some flooding several years ago. And now I'm here.
So You go there and you talk with the people in the town hall or wherever they're meeting.
Yes, mostly in meetings and mostly to media. I also talk to elected officials so that they're aware. A lot of people are not aware that we can help homeowners and renters, and so this is a big message to get out. And then also, business is our middle name. But I do need to explain the economic injury disaster loans for businesses. And
can you talk a little about that?
Certainly. Often a business doesn't have any damage. Their street was blocked or people just aren't coming in because they're all evacuated. And you still have working capital needs. You still need to stay in business. And so it's important that you have access to working capital. And that's what SBA can provide. The low rate for businesses for both economic injury and for physical damage is 4%. And that's a pretty good rate. For homeowners, it's as low as 2.063 for homeowners and renters. And then for private nonprofit organizations, including churches, it's 2.75%.
How long after an event like this recent flooding do people have to apply for these loans? Is there a window of time?
Yes, usually it's 60 days from the date of declaration. For this disaster in Iowa, the deadline is May 22nd of 2019 to apply for both SBA and FEMA. And then for businesses with economic losses, it's December 23rd of this year. The important thing is just to apply. A lot of people think I have not so good credit. I went through a divorce or I had an illness in the family. We understand that and we'll work with you on that. If you are declined for an SBA loan, you have the option to come back to ask us to reaccept your application, and then you'll be assigned to a different loan officer and they'll listen to you a little closer to find out how we can get in there.
That was Cynthia Cowell, a public information officer for the Small Business Administration's Office of Disaster Assistance. Cowell is spending time in Iowa in the aftermath of recent floods that have affected several areas of western and northwest Iowa. For more information, you can go to sba.gov/disaster.